Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin, and joining me live in studio this morning, I have Ellie Jansen and Michelle Friedman here from Braveheart Volunteers, talking about a new and pretty dang exciting auction that's going to be starting this weekend. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Erin.
Thank you, Erin.
So for the upcoming this weekend is the Rainy Day Bazaar. It's going to be the kickoff of this online auction, and it's a pretty cool one. This is something that will be a hit for Sitkins, for Alaskans in general, for folks outside the state. Some pretty big name prizes that you've got lined up. So tell me about this auction. Ellie, what do we have on the docket for this?
We have three amazing Alaskan getaways that people can bid for. Our first item is a Alaskan Dream Cruise, and that is for two people. You can spend 9 days and 8 nights touring the Alaska Inside Passage aboard the Baranof Dream. They have many dates available for this summer, but you can also use that item for the 2024 season as well.
Ooh, nice.
This item is valued at just under $11,000, but we are going to be starting our bids at $2,500.
Oh my, it's a steal. And what an amazing donation made by Alaskan Dream Cruises and Alan Marine. So you said there's multiples here. We have, not only is this really like big ticket item on auction, what else do we have?
That's correct. We have two more items. We have we have round trip tickets for two people with Alaska seaplanes anywhere they fly. And that is valued at $1,400. And that will be starting bids at $350.
Excellent. And we also have one for Sitkins, kind of in particular, like a special little thing.
Yes, we've had a generous donation of a night at the Stone Lantern House, courtesy of Sitka Travel. So you have an opportunity to stay at this very luxurious home here in Sitka. And the top bidder will enjoy one night with up to four guests at that home. And that certificate will be valid in the off-season months from October to April, including weekends. That's valued at $988, and we'll be starting our bids at $250.
Wow. I've definitely done a lot of, like, on social media, like Instagram, drooling over that Stone Lantern House. It's a beautiful spot. So what an nice little local getaway for Sitkins in the off-season to treat yourself.
Absolutely.
So, as an online auction, how is this going to work? It's not like I think we're all pretty used to like the silent auctions when you're at an event, but how does it work to be an online auction? How are things going to be happening?
So people will go to braveheartvolunteers.org, where there are details about these items and a link to the auction site. Once you get to the auction site, you register your name and your email address, and all the details are there about those three exciting items and details of how you bid. We will be starting our bids at 8 o'clock in the morning on March the 25th. And you can keep bidding all the way up until April the 5th at 6 p.m.
Okay. So you've got a lot of time to check back in on things. How does it happen if you do get outbid? Like, is there a way to get notified to make sure if you really want that cruise?
Absolutely. That auction site will tell you if you've been outbid. It'll send you a message, and then you can get back on that website and up your bid.
Awesome. So this is amazing donations from these local companies. And all this money is going to be spent here in Sitka. What type of work are all these things going to support?
Yeah, so Braveheart's been around, a nonprofit in Sitka, for a lot of people probably know of us, but we've been here since 2001, and we are filling a need that no other nonprofit in Sitka does. We have a very simple mission. The clients that we're working for are, you know, folks that we're challenged with maybe loneliness, maybe grief, maybe end of life. Mm-hmm. And we have an amazing staff of two people. One of them is, as I call her, our matchmaker, and that's Catherine Winslow. And she connects volunteers and trains volunteers in Sitka to work with folks in town. So I think as both Ellie and I are volunteers as well as being on the board, and it's one of the most gratifying things I do in my life for sure, is when I have a weekly little chat with, you know, somebody that I'm visiting with. So the volunteers are paired up with people in town that might be, you know, just need a little extra time, or a family member needs some respite. So if, you know, I just kind of wanted to put a reach out there to folks that if you are thinking that you could volunteer and it's something that you might be interested in, please give look at our webpage and give us a call. And also, if you know of somebody in town that you think that could really benefit from our services, please give us a call. We do get referrals from places. A lot of our care receivers are at the Pioneer Home, but many of them are in their own homes. And, you know, it's a need that we know is never going to go away.
Right.
And it's growing. And also our numbers of volunteers are growing, which is great. But we always need more because as Catherine has found it more successful, she often pairs a couple volunteers up because us volunteers tend to travel and, you know, leave town. So if you're paired up with somebody, you can share somebody, you know, you can say, oh, well, next week I'm not going to be available. Could you cover it? And so there's just a lot of support that way to make this a fun way to volunteer and not be overwhelmed. One of our missions and our statement is grief support. And we do have grief support groups, and we have different things going on throughout the year that provide, we have some grief buddies. There's a lot of different things going on. But one of the things I wanted to talk about is a movie that we're going to be showing on April 4th. We're going to show it at the Pioneer Home Chapel in the evening at 6 p.m. It's going to start. And it's just an hour long. It's about how society in general doesn't do very well with grief. We don't do very well with handling grief. So people that are grieving at whatever level often feel very isolated and feel not supported in a way that is helpful for them. So this movie speaks very, you know, how pictures can tell many words. Right. So it shares some stories that are very heartwarming, but also educational in a way to kind of let all of us know how can we support our friends that are grieving, or how can we get support if we are grieving. So it's an excellent movie. It's not, I gotta say, it's not a depressing movie at all. It feels very supportive and uplifting.
Oh, that's good.
So it's a great movie, and it's called Speaking Grief. So that's going to be on April 4th at the Pioneer Home Chapel. And we will have it there in particular because it can be accessed very easily by the Pioneer Home
by the residents.
But it also is central. It's right in downtown. It's right here. And hopefully people will come out on a Tuesday night at 6 p.m. and we're going to have some cookies and tea as well. But
yeah, yes. and learn more about something that grief is something that is universal. No one is never going to experience it. It's going to be something that it's going to be involved in our lives or our loved ones' lives at some point. So just ignoring it isn't going to make it go away.
Right.
So
it doesn't help. And this movie really does a really good job of supporting people and also just giving you a sense of a place that you could come to feel safe.
So for folks who may be interested in volunteering, in getting buddied up with someone in town who just needs another friend, another person in their life, what sort of, do you have to have any specific qualifications or certain like time to volunteer each week?
Well, Catherine is great about, you know, kind of taking people in for whatever their strengths are. So if we have you know, she will interview you, and when you're, you know, express an interest, there's a little form to fill out. There's, you know, some little hoops to go through to get you in the door and get you going. But it's really about connecting you with a care receiver, as we call it, that it works for both sides. Mm-hmm. And that's a delicate match. You can't just, you know, it's really a little dance that Catherine does to make sure that the care receiver and the volunteer match up well.
Awesome. Yeah. And so all the money that's going to be raised in this auction this coming week, all of that's going to be supporting Catherine and supporting the volunteers and all.
Yeah. Basically, our budget is our two staff and insurance. So, you know, we have a pretty low staff or low budget necessarily, but we make a huge impact.
Yeah.
And it's quite challenging to find grants for our program. I mean, the city supports us, and I got to thank them for it. They do. There's a lot of the charitable trust has given us great support. There's a Douglas Dornum is a grant in Juneau. The Sitka Legacy Fund has supported us. There's a lot of great support that we've gotten. The Coast Guard Wives have supported us. So there's a lot of great support. But one of the things is basically we just need for programming. We just need funding to help us keep doing the basic mission that we're doing, and we don't have any big projects necessarily, so it is a little challenging at times to get funding for basic operations.
Right.
And this funding is going to help us a lot.
And what a fun way, an exciting way to help support Braveheart volunteers and the work done by having some pretty awesome vacation options. That 8-day cruise donated by Alaskan Dream Cruises, the Stone Lantern House stay from Travel Sitka, and the 2 round-trip air tickets on Alaska Seaplanes. Pretty awesome. And so the bidding starts 8 a.m. this Saturday, the 25th, until 6 p.m. April 5th. And the link was at braveheartvolunteers.org.
That is correct.
Excellent. Awesome. Well, Michelle Friedman, Ellie Jansen, thank you so much for coming in this morning and for the work you do with Braveheart Volunteers.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us, Erin.